I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, a great event on the Outer Cape this weekend. The Wellfleet Oyster Fest is back for a 13th year with one important change this time around.
In the past, they have only asked for a suggested donation of about $1, but this year, for the first time, they're going to be charging admission. It's partly for crowd control, partly to raise some money, and it's $5 for one day or $8 for both Saturday and Sunday when this is going to be happening. The celebration is going to happen from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days in various locations throughout town, and there's a lot going on. They said they've got more than 75 artisans with displays, 28 food vendors, and 15 local organizations that are offering education and information, that kind of thing. There's going to be a family fun area with clowns and face painting and moon bounces, lots of live music, local bands like Crabgrass, Sarah Swain and the Oh Boys, The Incredible Casuals. Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater is going to show films on that kind of Oyster Fest theme. There's going to be shellfish sampling, that's hard to say, and demonstrations. There's a shuck and run race, nature walks, a dance party, and then one of the biggest events is the shucking contest. Participants are given 24 oysters to open as quickly as possible, but presentation also counts, so they've got to be careful with what they're doing. There's going to be parking at the Ocean Beach parking lots with shuttle bus transportation running about every 20 minutes.
Kathy, here we are in the middle of October, and we're gearing up for Halloween. If you're looking for an opportunity to put on your costume, the Cape Cod Children's Museum has something fun going on.
On Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m., they're going to have their annual Halloween party. It's called Hocus Pocus, and they're inviting children and adults to come in their most creative costumes, and they have all kinds of activities, mostly with a kind of a science theme. One of them is an exotic reptile show by Buana Iguana Reptile Adventure, and children can learn up close about turtles, lizards, and snakes and their survival skills. So I'm assuming that involves one big long snake at least. And the Children's Museum is in Mashpee, and that's one of several events going on related to Halloween this weekend, and then there's a ton more next weekend.
The 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy is approaching, and the Woods Hole Film Festival and JFK Museum are teaming up to show a film related to the event.
It's Saturday night, starting at 7 o'clock at Mashpee High School, and the movie is called Letters to Jackie, Remembering President Kennedy. There's going to be a 6 o'clock reception beforehand, and then a Q&A is going to follow. And the film in between features 20 of the 800,000 letters that Jackie Kennedy received right after the assassination. The letters are read by a variety of actors, including Chris Cooper, Zooey Deschanel, Kirsten Dunst, Anne Hathaway, Mark Ruffalo, Channing Tatum. And they're going to be reading those, and in between there is archival footage, and the never-before-seen Kennedy Home movies are part of the movie as well. The tickets are $25 for the screening and the reception, and $35 for some special seating.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.